And welcome back to Hagley Field. 17 and a half on our clock until we start the second half. Plus three more for the warm-up. And we're joined now on the highlighter, the one and only Chris Campbell, the outstanding principal here at Bishop Watterson High School. And Chris, how are you, sir?
Great. Great to be here. You know, I put these headphones on, and I could just feel the wisdom of Larry Wolf oozing into my head. And
that was just perspiration in the first half.
Is that what it was? Yeah, okay.
Well, great to have you here. And first of all, welcome. First time we've had you with your new title. How's it feel to be here?
Of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ superior rating. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
A lot of firsts going on here.
Another thing that's special for your high school is you have a certain society in year number five. Can you touch on that, sir?
Yeah, St. Joseph of Arimathea Society. St. Joseph of Arimathea was the one who asked in the Bible, who asked for Jesus' body so that he could bury Jesus properly. And so what our society does, the Joseph of Arimathea Society does, we work with funeral homes and people that need pallbearers. And so it really fulfills kind of the spiritual works of mercy and the corporal works of mercy. We pray for the dead, and we also help bury the dead. And so we have about 25 juniors and seniors who work with several of the local funeral homes. I'll give a plug to them. Southwick Good Fort Camp and Egan Ryan are our two main folks that we work with, but there are some other ones as well.
Now, you also are concerned about the living as well, too. You do incredible mission work as well, too. Can you talk about the mission trip to Nicaragua, too?
Yeah, we've done that now for 3 years, where we've had students go down to Nicaragua in the summer, and they work with, the poorest of the poor. These folks literally live in a garbage dump, and our kids don't have to stay in a garbage dump, but they serve those people in the garbage dump. Those people, that's how they get their food, their shelter, everything. And so our kids are down there working with them, and also they work with some kids there at in one of their schools.
You also have some special service awards, and I know you just announced some winners this past week for this year, correct?
Yeah, we did. That's our Monsignor Spires Service Award winners, and we had four of them this year. Monsignor Edward Spires was the founding principal at Bishop Watterson. He was also principal over at Bishop Hartley. A lot of people don't realize that he was principal at both schools at the same time when Hartley was first opening up.
Wow.
But Monsignor Spires was all about service, and so since 1996, we started naming those awards after him. Each one of those kids did over 400 hours of service.
Getting a Catholic education, this is a top here on the program. Can you...
For it... Faith, ready, band, but we were founded as a faith community, and we continue to keep that faith at the forefront of our mission. If it's not just water, any Catholic school, I've always said, and I tell people all the time, there are. No sub. Cool.
What about a website or a phone number? Can you give a specific phone number?
Sure, our phone number. 4-1. We'd be happy to If you just Google Bishop Waterson, we're at Bishop, www.bishopwaterson.com.
As I let you go, I mentioned this.
We finished, but we're finishers.
Finishing in the second half, if you're out there, it's going to be more entertaining, if anything else.
I think so. I'm hoping that the mud's going to help us a little bit, slow them down a little bit tonight.
Well, Chris, thank you so much for everything.
Thanks for having me on. Thanks for everything St. Gabriel Radio does for the whole diocese, but especially for Catholic schools.
Thank you very much for your time. Chris Gabriel, the principal at Bishop Waterson. It is 21 nothing here at the break in favor of St. Francis de Sales. We will take a break, and coming back on the other side, Ryan Baker will have all the scores. Don't forget, Ryan and Dave Papur will have the scoreboard show after the game. Plus, we'll also hear from Todd Bell here at halftime with the preview and review of Ohio Dominican football. Again, 21-0 to Sales over Waterson here at the break. This is the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Hi, I'm Monica DeAndrea, and on behalf of Miracle Motor Mart, I would like to say thank you. Thanks to all our local support, we've been able to expand our business. We're proud to say we have two locations, one at the corner of Morse Road and Cleveland Avenue, and another with a full and thriving service department located on East Main Street in Whitehall. It's been an honor to serve this community for the last 26 years, and we hope you experience at Miracle Motor Mart a better way to buy a car.
Education First Credit Union is your total mortgage source. Whether you are looking to buy your first home, refinance your existing home, or take advantage of your home's equity, we are a mortgage lender you can trust. We take pride in providing the most comprehensive line of mortgage products at very competitive rates and terms. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 811029, and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Salazzo Marble and Granite cheers on our Catholic high school teams. Salazzo Marble is Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selection. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 45-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. That's Salazzo Marble, S-O-L-A-Z-Z-O. Online at salazzomarble.com. Arrivederci.
21-0 is the score of our CCL football game of the week. DeSales leads Waterson in a huge CCL silver showdown. Good evening, everyone. It is Ryan Baker back in the AM 820 studios, and I'm joined this week filling in for the guru, Lee Cochran, is Dave Papura, one of the this week's sports reporters. And Dave, first of all, good to have you here with us.
It is fun to be here. Haven't been on the radio in quite a long time, so looking forward to trying to sound intelligent here over the next about 2 hours and 55 minutes or so.
Well, the good thing is you're filling in for Lee, so sounding intelligent shouldn't be a problem for you tonight. So. 21-0 the score, as I mentioned in the game here. What's your thoughts so far on the first half as you've been listening?
Boy, DeSales just comes at you every which way, don't they? I mean, Alonzo Booth, they had certainly a healthy dose of him all night. I think he had a big run to set up another touchdown, something like a 70-yard run or something. They're proving why they're the top-ranked team in the state. And even though it's a rivalry game, I think you and I were talking a little bit during the first half, is, you know, sometimes that can provide an interesting dynamic for things, but DeSales is taking care of business exactly like they have to.
And, you know, going into this, as I was sitting here the past couple of days, obviously we've had the terrible weather. DeSales doesn't play a lot of games on grass. Of course, this game is at Hagley Field. I was wondering how that dynamic would work out here tonight, but obviously when you got the big fella back there and Brian Osamoa as well with that 1-2 punch in the ground game, it doesn't look like it's slowing the Stallions down at all.
Exactly. It can be an adjustment. I mean, playing that game on the turf, playing a lot of their road games on the turf, and I think I saw a stat earlier, unofficially, Waterson has 0 yards of offense, something like DeSales has about 170 yards, so it definitely is not hurting the speed, or at least it doesn't sound like it's hurting the speed of DeSales.
Yeah, and Watterson, of course, their offense has struggled to put points on the board all year. Even in this rivalry game, when the games are closer than they usually are, you wondered if Watterson could score enough, and I don't know if the Eagles are going to be able to, even if they play a perfect second half, if they'll be able to catch up.
Yeah, being three touchdowns down to the top-ranked team, I'm not sure. I mean, they've got to come out and start fast in the second half, and they've got to hope for some help from DeSales, quite honestly.
And as we're going here, I know you said you haven't been able to follow the Stallions football team this year as much as you usually do, but we're in the second half of the season now. You mentioned they're the top-ranked team in the state in Division III. I mean, is it time to be saying, hey, you know, the Stallions, if they're not there at the end, that might be a disappointment? I mean, that's a big statement, but they're playing that well.
It is a big disappointment, it's a big statement, I should say. I don't know if I would go as far as to say disappointment quite yet, because, you know, I think they can come out of that region, most certainly. Now what they can do when they come out of that, we'll see, but I would be surprised if they're not in a state semifinal. If you want to take that, the expectations too big, just the way they've been playing.
Yeah, the Stallions continuing to roll here tonight. Again, 21-0 the score. Touchdowns from Brian Asamoah, Alonzo Booth, and Cole Silvestri. Let's get you caught up on what's going on with the other Catholic teams in the area tonight and this weekend. They are at the half over at St. Charles tonight, and Hartley has a 18-7 lead over St. Charles. Marquette Dixon with an 80-yard touchdown run and a 2-yard touchdown run in this one. The Hawks on the heels of that huge performance last week against Worthington Kilbourne. Reedy has two long touchdown runs tonight, one from transfer Troy Williams and one from Devin Dukes, and they are a 14-8 lead over Margaretta over at DeSales High School tonight in a huge game out in Licking County. Not going the way of Newark Catholic. Heath has a 28-0 lead over the Green Wave. The Green Wave playing tonight, though, without star running back Kyle Gibson. He has over 900 yards on the year. And Heath's quarterback, Aaron Latchley, just a huge dual threat performer, Dave. He has rushed for almost 800 yards on the season coming into this one and thrown for almost 900, 24 total touchdowns he's accounted for.
I think I heard Bill Franks' comments on the pregame show that Douglas Sells host, and he had some very high praise for him, said he's going to be a great athlete at the next level, probably at a small college level, and I think we're seeing why, not only all season, but certainly tonight. I was surprised to see that score, nothing against Heath, but certainly you don't see Newark Catholic on the wrong end of a 4-touchdown margin very often.
Yeah, the Bulldogs definitely a good team this year. Again, Kyle Gibson out. Also, Tanner Lake out for the Green Wave tonight. Tanner Lake just coming back last week. And then tomorrow night, Fisher Catholic looks for their second win of the season as they take on Grove City Christian. Some big matchups in the area here in Week 6. Just want to go over a couple of them here real quick for you. Pickerington Central has a 6-0 lead over Gahanna this evening. Olentangy Liberty has a 10-0 lead over Westerville Central, and a huge matchup, Pick North versus Reynoldsburg. The Panthers have an early 17-0 lead. Does that surprise you at all?
A little bit, yeah. Reynoldsburg has just played very, very well, except for probably the final 20 minutes or so against Olentangy a couple of weeks ago when they blew that huge lead. Pick North started really fast, and they got a turnover on defense, and they're looking really good right now.
I'm a huge believer in the Panthers this year, especially their quarterback, Jimmy Weirich. I thought that loss last week to Olentangy Liberty, even though Liberty was playing without Brendan White most of that game, I thought that was, regardless it was a loss, it was a good loss for the Panthers. I didn't think it would set them back that much, and it doesn't look like it has.
I don't think it has. I mean, and from what I was told, North actually had a chance to take the lead late, and there was a penalty, I believe, aiding the runner is what was called, and that overturned a touchdown that very well could have won the game. Pickerington North has proven themselves very well. Jimmy Weirich, like you said, is a very strong quarterback at front, and I think that a big year is ahead for the Panthers.
And just one quick update. We mentioned that Olentangy Liberty score. Westerville Central has punched in a touchdown. It is now 10-7, the Patriots over the Warhawks in that one. Don't forget, after the game, stay tuned for the AM 820 scoreboard show presented by This Week Sports. Dave and I will get you all the scores from the area and even talk to the coaches from some of the key games. Don't forget, if you have a score you'd like to give to us, tweet it to us at AM 820 scoreboard, and you can get all the scores after the game on our website at AM820scoreboard.com. Football tonight, football tomorrow, right here on AM 820 as the Ohio Dominican Panthers look to get over 500 for the first time this season. Here to tell us about what happened last week and preview this week's game is Panthers play-by-play man Todd Bell.
Ryan, the Ohio Dominican Panthers are coming off a 21-10 victory last Saturday against Saginaw Valley. It was a game in which ODU limited the Cardinals to just 274 yards of offense, including just 41 yards on the ground. The defense has been allowing just 575 yards and 27 points over the last 2 weeks and just 2.8 yards per carry. ODU led 14-0 at halftime on a short touchdown run by Dar Stanford and another by Justin Davis and had a 247-58 edge in total yards at the intermission. However, the offense started the second half with 4 3 and outs and a couple of fumbles and allowed Saginaw Valley to draw within 14-10 midway through the fourth quarter. But ODU responded. Corey Contini, a couple of key catches for first downs, helped set up a 31-yard touchdown pass from Grant Russell to E.J. Colson with 3:38 left to help put the game away. Following the game, Corey Contini spoke of the offense coming through at the right time.
We needed to respond on that drive, you know, put our defense in some bad situations, so we needed to get a score to widen our lead and get good control of the game. So on that play, we just ran a pass concept that we run all the time in practice, and I got man coverage on me, just had to execute. Actually didn't run the best route that I could have, but like Coach Bernie tells us on the sideline, when you get one-on-one, you just win no matter what, and I was fortunate enough to catch that pass at Grant. You know, put it in a great area for me.
On Saturday, Ohio Dominican will take on the Grand Valley State Lakers. They come in with a record of 4-0, and they are ranked second in the NCAA. They also come in with the top-ranked offense and defense in the GLIAC following a 38-0 win last week against Walsh. The Lakers are averaging 47 points a game and 564 yards per contest offensively, converting 67% on third down, and have outscored their opponent 117-3 in the first halves of games this season. Offensively, running back Marty Carter is averaging over 11 yards per carry and has almost 600 total yards and 6 touchdowns on the year, while quarterback Bart Williams has thrown for 922 yards and 10 touchdowns. On Thursday night's Inside Panthers Football from Buffalo Wild Wings, offensive coordinator Zach Bruni talked about how special this defense is.
They just have really good personnel, and they're really, really well coached. They're seasoned, they're veteran group. Six or seven senior starters here looking at their two deep. You know, they control the line of scrimmage because they're big and physical up front. They got two or three linebackers. You know, the two inside linebackers, Talley and Schlosser, run really well. And then the Goleman, the nickelback star, Goleman, is one of the best players I've ever seen on film as far as playing at this level. He's so good at what he does. He's so good in the run game. And then he's really good in defending the pass, and he fits perfectly into their system. And, you know, and their back end guys are athletic, long, and quick, too.
Our coverage of the Panthers and the Lakers will come your way Saturday at 11:30. Brent Ford will have your countdown to kickoff show, while Matt Natale will join me at 12 o'clock for the kickoff. Panthers and Lakers, Ryan, are coming up Saturday right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Thanks a lot for that, Todd. We look forward to hearing your call tomorrow afternoon right here on AM 820. Will DeSales remain unbeaten, or can the Eagles come from behind? We will find out in just a moment. Second half action of the CCL football game of the week coming up next on AM 820.
Ganim Medical specializes in the sales, trade, and liquidation of new and pre-owned medical equipment. From a single exam table to an entire surgery center, Ganim Medical has the equipment you need at the best possible price. Ganim Medical has the largest inventory in the Midwest. Contact GanimMedical.com. Mention this ad to receive a 10% discount on your initial order. That's Ganim Medical, GanimMedical.com.
Salazzo Marble and Granite cheers on our Catholic high school teams. Salazzo Marble is Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selection. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 45-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. That's Salazzo Marble, S-O-L-A-Z-Z-O. Online at salazzomarble.com. Arrivederci.
Hello, everyone. Dino Carfagna here for Carfagna's Kitchen and Family Restaurante. Carfagna's offers the best in casual, full-service Italian dining, featuring authentic handmade pastas, pizzas, strombolis, gourmet salads, and grilled sandwiches. Weekly specials include Monday's $5 bottle house wines, Wednesday $1 glass wine night, and Thursday's featuring thick-cut prime rib with two sides for under $19. Come and visit Carfagna's Kitchen at 2025 Polaris Parkway, just one block off I-71. And as always, go Stallions!
Ohio Dominican University is Central Ohio's only Catholic university with an education that stretches your mind and strengthens your Catholic faith.
U.S. News and World Report calls ODU a top-tier Midwest university.
High-achieving students will want to explore our honors program or early admission programs to med school or physician assistant studies.
And some of our master's programs, including our MBA, are available with just one extra year of study.
Connect your passion with God's purpose for your life.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.